Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at defyhungertogether.com.
The best bad neighborhoods to buy a home. That's coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. When people talk about depressed cities or neighborhoods in the U.S., one question often raised is, why would you want to buy a house in that town or that neighborhood? But buying a home in a down-and-out neighborhood could work to your advantage. RealtyTrack is out with a list of the 35 best down-and-out neighborhoods to buy a home. RealtyTrack Senior Vice President Darren Blomquist joins us now. Darren, the point here seems to be that would-be homebuyers might want to consider these down-and-out areas because, in fact, they're on the rebound, correct?
That's exactly right. We're seeing evidence in these markets, these 35 markets, that even though they are down-and-out right now, that things are starting to turn around. And we looked at construction loans. We looked at, which is a sign of development taking place, and the trend in those. We looked at home flipping, which is a trend of individual investors coming in and investing in the neighborhood. And we also looked at the trend in the share of millennials who are younger folks who are coming into that market. And these all have an increase in all those three factors, which is a sign that it's on the rebound. And it, specifically with home flipping, we're seeing that home flippers are actually making an above average profit in these markets, which actually indicates that there is strong demand for homes that are fixed up in these neighborhoods.
And you looked at over 3,500 zip codes in the U.S., is that correct?
That's right, actually over 5,000 zip codes nationwide with data, and narrowed it down to these 35 that were at the top of the list. Now, on the flip side, you know, out of those, we only looked at zip codes that were, we would consider down and out, and by that definition, we looked at the share of homes that are still underwater where the homeowners are in negative equity, and that was, these zip codes all have above average percentage of underwater homes, and then the school scores are on the are below average. And so these are places that, you know, for many buyers, it may be a little bit risky to go into because of that environment that you're going into. But then out of the universe of zip codes that are down and out, we selected these as the best, with the best opportunity of being on the upswing and having the most upside potential going forward.
Well, let's get to the list. What are the top down-and-out neighborhoods for buying a home? Why don't we start at the top?
Sure, and these are ranked by the percentage return home flippers are getting, which is a good sign of the market recovering. And the top of the list is zip code 62206, which is in East St. Louis, Missouri, followed by a zip code in Baltimore, and we have a zip code in Charlotte, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida, and then Plainfield, New Jersey, which is in the greater New York metropolitan area. Those are the top five.
Right. We're talking about East St. Louis, Illinois, right, which is across the river?
East St. Louis, Illinois. It's in the St. Louis, Missouri, Illinois metro area, yes.
Right, and that's been a long depressed area.
It has, and I think, you know, we've gotten feedback from people who live there, and it's still a tough and rough and tumbled neighborhood. But we saw a 300% increase in construction loans in the last 12 months compared to the prior 12 months in that market. We saw that home flippers who are flipping homes there, and the homes are very low priced, but they're making a 227% return on average on those homes that are being flipped. And flipped homes account for, there's a lot of home flipping going on in that particular zip code. 24% of all homes sold in the over the last 12 months have been homes that are being flipped, which is an indication that there's a lot of investor activity, which is usually a leading indicator of a market turning around.
Are there any repeaters as far as cities are concerned? In other words, do multiple zip codes show up in one city?
Yes, absolutely. There's a couple in the St. Louis metro area, not specifically in St. Louis, Baltimore shows up multiple times as well. Further down the list, we have Atlanta that shows up several times, Philadelphia, Detroit, all of those. And even, you know, there's a lot in the East and Midwest and the Rust Belt, probably not too surprisingly. But we do have some markets on the West Coast. Sacramento shows up. Zip codes in Sacramento, California show up multiple times on the West Coast.
Okay, this is the list of the 35 best down-and-out neighborhoods in which to buy a home. RealtyTrack Senior Vice President Darren Blomquist, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.